Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sharp by Therese Houston presents a practical, brain science-informed guide for getting better at everyday thinking, decision-making, and follow-through. Rather than treating improvement as a matter of grit or vague mindset shifts, the book focuses on small, repeatable moves that work with how attention, memory, emotion, and habits actually operate. Houston, known for translating research into usable advice, frames the reader's challenges in familiar terms: forgetting names, procrastinating on important tasks, getting derailed by stress, and feeling mentally foggy at the wrong times. The promise is not instant genius, but meaningful gains through simple interventions that fit into real schedules. Across 14 approachable strategies, Sharp emphasizes noticing what reliably trips you up, choosing tools that match the situation, and setting up your environment so the better choice becomes easier. It is aimed at readers who want to feel more capable and clear-headed without overhauling their entire lifestyle or relying on complicated productivity systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, designing your attention instead of fighting distractions. A core theme in Sharp is that attention is a limited resource, not a moral virtue. When people blame themselves for drifting, they often respond with harsher self-talk or unrealistic rules, which rarely solve the underlying problem. Brain science suggests a more effective approach. Change the conditions that pull attention away and reduce the friction for the work you want to do. This topic focuses on choosing where you place your focus, how long you can sustainably concentrate, and how to recover quickly when you get interrupted. The book's practical emphasis is on creating short, high-quality focus windows, using clear start cues, and defining what counts as done for the next slice of work so the brain does not waste energy on ambiguity. It also highlights how multitasking and constant checking behave like attention taxes that accumulate across a day. By treating distraction as an environmental and cognitive load issue, the reader can experiment with small adjustments, such as restructuring notifications, batching shallow tasks, and making the first step of deep work visible and easy. The result is not just better productivity, but less mental exhaustion from constant switching. Secondly, memory that works in real life, encoding, retrieval, and cues, Sharp addresses the everyday frustration of forgetting, from names and plans to what you walked into a room to do. The book frames memory as a set of processes, not a single ability you either have or lack. This topic centers on the idea that most memory failures come from weak encoding or missing retrieval cues, especially when you are rushed, stressed, or trying to hold too much in mind. Brain research shows that making information distinctive, attaching it to existing knowledge, and practicing retrieval are more reliable than simply rereading or hoping repetition will stick. Houston's approach is practical: strengthen memory by building better cues at the moment you learn something and by testing yourself in low-stakes ways. Another key angle is reducing the load on working memory by externalizing details into trusted systems, freeing cognitive capacity for thinking rather than mental storage. Readers are encouraged to use context-based prompts, concrete associations, and spaced revisits so that remembering becomes less dependent on luck. The payoff is improved confidence and fewer costly slips in both personal and professional commitments. Thirdly, better decisions under uncertainty and emotional pressure. Many self-improvement books treat decisions as purely logical, but Sharp emphasizes that choices are shaped by emotion, fatigue, and cognitive shortcuts. This topic explores how the brain relies on heuristics, which can be helpful but also biased, especially when information is incomplete or stakes feel high. Houston's guidance focuses on simple ways to slow down the moment of choice without becoming indecisive. That includes separating the decision from the immediate emotional spike, clarifying the real trade-off, and using small checks that catch common errors such as overconfidence, sunk cost thinking, and short-term relief seeking. The book also connects decision quality to basic brain states. Sleep, stress level, and attentional depletion can narrow thinking and push people toward familiar, sometimes unhelpful defaults. Instead of aiming for perfect rationality, the reader learns to create conditions that support wiser choices, such as timing important decisions earlier, pre-committing to criteria, and seeking disconfirming evidence. The value here is practical. Better decisions lead to fewer regrets, less rework, and more alignment between what you intend and what you actually do. Fourthly, motivation and follow-through, making habits easier to keep. Sharp treats motivation as something you can shape rather than wait for. This topic focuses on translating intentions into consistent action, especially when tasks are boring, intimidating, or emotionally loaded. Brain science suggests that willpower is unreliable as a sole strategy, because effortful control varies with stress, sleep, and competing demands. Houston emphasizes using habit mechanisms and environmental design to reduce the need for constant self-control. That can include shrinking the entry step, pairing a new behavior with an existing routine, and creating immediate rewards that reinforce the desired action. Another important element is identity and self-narrative. How you interpret small failures affects whether you resume quickly or spiral into avoidance. The book's practical stance is to normalize setbacks and build restart plans rather than perfection plans. By using simple structures such as if-then plans and consistent cues, readers can make progress on health, learning, relationships, and work goals without relying on sudden bursts of inspiration. The long-term benefit is a more stable sense of agency and less time spent negotiating with yourself. Lastly, stress, mental energy, and clarity, sharpening the brain you already have. A major promise of Sharp is improved clarity, which depends heavily on how the brain responds to stress and overload. This topic explains why people feel foggy, reactive, or stuck when demands pile up, and how small interventions can restore cognitive flexibility. Brain science shows that high stress narrows attention and prioritizes threat detection, which can be useful in emergencies but harmful for planning, creativity, and complex communication. Houston's strategies aim to help readers recognize early signs of overload and apply quick resets that calm the system enough to think again. This includes managing inputs, creating recovery moments, and choosing the right task for your current mental state instead of forcing a mismatch. The book also links clarity to routines that protect baseline functioning, such as better sleep practices and breaks that truly replenish rather than merely distract. By improving stress handling, readers can show up more consistently as the person they want to be, patient, focused, and capable. The result is not only higher performance, but also improved well-being and more satisfying interactions with others. In conclusion, Sharp is best for readers who want practical self-improvement grounded in brain science, including busy professionals, students, parents, and anyone who feels their attention and follow-through are stretched thin. It is also a strong fit for people who dislike complicated productivity systems and prefer simple experiments they can apply immediately. The book can benefit a reader's life by improving everyday cognition where it matters most, staying focused, remembering important details, making clearer decisions, and sticking with goals even when motivation fluctuates. Those gains compound into less stress, fewer mistakes, and more time and energy for relationships, health, and meaningful work. Compared with similar books that offer broad inspiration or one-size-fits-all routines, Sharp stands out for its emphasis on realistic, small changes tied to how the brain actually functions. The structure of multiple short strategies makes it easy to pick one problem area and start there, then expand as results appear. If you want a research-informed toolkit that respects your constraints and helps you feel sharper in daily life, this book is a worthwhile purchase because it prioritizes usable methods over hype and encourages steady progress you can sustain. If you would like to support Therese Houston, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.